lot about tent building, but how to make you successful. Today, I'm going to encourage you to just go for it. But before I do that, I just want to let you know we're part of the Cross Politic Network, and part of one of many great shows. Go over to become a member, get a lot of great benefits, help us as we proclaim the Lordship of Jesus in every area of life. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at How to Build a Tent. You can email me at matthowtobuildatent.com. Love hearing from you guys and getting into some great conversations, and just hope to keep hearing from you. Please subscribe, help support the show. It helps us climb the charts. All right, let's get into this. So you may be listening to this show, and there's a lot of you, and I really appreciate that. But you may be on the verge of just committing to take that risk, that plunge. You get that feeling in your gut, you're unsure of yourself, you keep weighing the pros and cons, but you just keep having this idea bounce back and forth. Does this describe you? I can't tell you how many times that I've been at that point in the different companies I've started where I've had an idea, I've thought it over, I've prayed about it, I've talked to people about it, I did the research, and I was just right at that point where I was about to pull the trigger and go for it. And I just needed someone to kick me in the butt to get me to go for it. And today I was gonna have a show about something completely different, but I felt God just speaking to me that I needed to encourage some of you guys out there. And maybe one of the reasons you're listening to this show is you wanna get some of that advice, you're looking for that thought, you're looking for that word of encouragement to just go for it. You're waiting for that one extra step. You're waiting for that one more thing to fall in place. And I just want to say, go for it. If you have prayed about it and you feel like it's something that God could have for you, that God could be calling you to, if you have gotten advice from your family, from your wife, if you're married, from your pastor, from your elder board, if you've reached out to people in the area that you want to go to and gotten feedback from them, if you've listened to the past shows and you still feel like you have this good idea, but you have this fear inside of you that you don't know if it's going to work, just go for it. Go for it. And it may not work out exactly like you think it's going to work out. It may not go exactly as planned, and it probably won't, because life doesn't work that way. But I promise you that God's gonna be with you, that God's gonna help you through all the challenges, the things that come up that you don't plan for. And if you have the humble approach of learning and improving and working hard, it's gonna be one of the best experiences of your life. You're never gonna have it all figured out. You're never going to have everything thought out that could come up. There's always going to be things that come up, but God has given you a brain to figure things out. God has given you a community for you to plug into and to help you along. And so we don't have to fear those things. One of the greatest lessons that I learned as an entrepreneur is the barriers that come up, the things that I was so scared of. And I've had big, huge barriers that have come up, big challenges that I didn't think I would be able to overcome. But I realized, and God spoke to me, I shouldn't even say realize, I should give God all the credit for this, as he spoke to me one day and he said, don't look at those challenges, at those barriers as the end, but of the means of me guiding and shaping your business, shaping you as a person, as a leader, as an entrepreneur. I'm using these things to direct you where I want to go. Now, a lot of times that means the business might fail. And God is over that. God is over the failures in our lives. Not that he's causing them per se, or there's a punishing us, or there's something we did wrong. There's so much that goes into business. You can never know for sure if you have a great business until you try it. There's so many factors that go into it that you can't think of them all. You can't control them all. And that's why it takes a little bit of crazy to go for it. So you need to listen to that little bit of crazy that is in you and just commit to it, work hard. You've done the research, you've gotten the advice of your counselors, of the people that have been discipling you, your family, the people that are gonna be involved with you. If you have all that, just go for it. You're gonna grow, you're gonna learn. It's gonna be one of the biggest blessings of your life. And I just want to encourage you to never act out of fear. And this might be just other people listening that don't feel like they need to do an entrepreneurial thing. They don't have a business that they're thinking of, but maybe it's a corporate change or a lateral move to some other department or maybe a new company. We always have like a fear inside of us when we are facing change. We have this fear inside of us. But God calls us to not act in fear, to not live in fear. He did not give us a spirit of fear, but of a power and sound mind. And we should be confident in living in that spirit that God has given us, because He is our ultimate safety net. He is the one guiding us. He holds us in His hands. We can hide in the shadow of His wings. So if you are thinking about that new position, you're thinking about starting that new company, you're thinking of making that transition, and the only thing that is stopping you is fear, I just want to encourage you to go for it. Because God wants us to go for things. Because God calls us to those huge things that are way beyond our capabilities, not because if you just believe in yourself, anything you want, you can do, or anything you can do if you set your mind to it, none of that bull crap, but because God wants the glory and He wants to do those amazing things in our lives that logically would cause us to fear. If we just had all the facts from a physical standpoint, we would be scared. We shouldn't be doing it. It doesn't make sense. But God is above all of that, that He works outside of the logical. He works outside of what we comprehend in this physical life. And when we go for it, when we lay aside those fears, when we take up the cross and put to death that fear that is controlling us and keeping us from doing what we think God wants us to do, that's when we get to experience God in a whole new way. We get to experience God working in our lives. We get to see Him moving in our lives. And I just want to say this about failures, is that you shouldn't be scared of failing. If you can take those failures and learn from it, they're not really failures at all. And I feel and I think that, and I know, I should say that, see those steps, I went from feel to think to know. I know that when we are submitted to God and we are pursuing Him, that God will take us through those failures, those valleys, those shadows of death, and He will use them for the next part in our lives, because God is not afraid of us failing. God already knows what He's going to do in our lives. He has it all planned out. And we can have that same confidence and knowledge because He's the one directing us. So don't be scared of failing. And when you do fail, if you fail, the many times that you do fail in the future, look at those times as teaching opportunities and ask not, why did you do this to me, God? Why did you let this happen? But what do you want me to learn? What do you want me to do differently? What can I do next? What do you have for me to do in this moment of failure? Because there's always something God wants us to do in those moments, the failures and the successes. And He's going to take care of us. One of the past shows that we had where we were talking about getting out of the boat and not trusting the boat and not trusting the physical things of this life to provide for us, but to trust God alone. We can trust God when those things are taken from us, from our entrepreneur endeavors. And like, I think 5 or 6 times is the average amount of bankruptcies an entrepreneur goes through before they're successful. 5 or 6 failures, 5 or 6 times they lose everything. But then they get that one that's successful, because those 5 or 6 times, it takes that time to train you, to build you up. Those 5 or 6 failures before the success wasn't detached from their success. Those 5 or 6 failures is what built them into the entrepreneur, into the business leader that needed to be made to be successful. And that is something I didn't get for a long time before I went into business myself, is those failures were required for them to be successful. Now, there are some times that things just work out perfectly and you get successful in those first time, but it happens so much the same way, where you have to go through these real life experiences, these real life challenges, these real life business scenarios to learn things, and you're going to fail and you're going to make mistakes. Sometimes you'll make mistakes and it doesn't lead to the destruction. That's another thing too, is if you go, you're going to make mistakes, but they're not all fatal mistakes. So you don't really even need to fear those things either. Well, I hope that's an encouragement to you. I feel like there's just some of you out there, God just put on my heart, that there's some of you out there who are thinking and going back and forth. Do the research, talk to your family, everyone who's going to be involved in the sacrifice it takes to start a business or that career change or whatever it is. Get counsel from those people that are discipling you. Get some feedback from those in the industry you're going to go into. And if the only thing holding you back is fear, remember, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and a sound mind. If you have any questions, I'm here to help. If you have any thoughts about this, if you're thinking back and forth and you want me to just push you over the edge, reach out to me, Twitter, Instagram, How to Build a Tent. Email me at matt@howtobuildatent.com. I love talking to people in this stage of wondering, of deciding, and I love just kicking them over the cliff. Just kidding. But so I look forward to hearing from you guys, and we'll talk to you next time. God bless.